Welcome. I'm so excited for you to be here. Just signing up for this skin series means you are showing up for yourself in a self-loving way. You may have been intrigued by what I have to share on social media, are an existing client of mine, or are so fed up with your skin that you just wanted to try something new. Regardless of the reason, I'm excited to be able to share the Skin Health 101 skin series with you to help you discover your best skin and your best self. This course came together when I realized that I had a massive amount of information to share with my clients but couldn't seem to spit it out fast enough. Throughout our conversations, email exchanges, texts, and all other portals of communication, we would eventually link the connections between your skin and the topics of the next several videos. Instead of having to figure it out on your own, I've laid out my steps towards achieving your best skin health with tons of supportive tools to try along the way. What brings you to this course? Perhaps you've been experiencing a skin imbalance for quite some time and you've tried just about everything else to achieve your dream skin. The problem is that with all the promises to eliminate this or to erase that, it can feel like skincare doesn't quite work for you the way it does for someone else. That's true, because you are a unique individual and there's a huge emphasis on why this is important in this series. As an esthetician for the last 13 years, there's one thing that I know with absolute certainty, and that is that our skin is just as a unique imprint as the rest of your organs, and there is not one size fits all for any imbalance. My goal for you is that by the end of this series, you will realize the following. 1. There is nothing wrong with you. Your skin is doing its job. Your body is doing its job. You are just now enlightened enough to do something about the communication your skin is having with you. 2. You'll learn the difference between perfect skin and healthy skin. This course is exclusive to embracing healthy skin, as there is no such thing as perfect. 3. Your terminology towards your skin and self will improve dramatically, and for the better. Self-talk is huge when you're on this journey. 4. You already have the majority of the information needed to help with any complicated complexion issue. You'll just know how to use it to your best skin advantage. 5. You deserve to feel confident and comfortable in your skin no matter what. Background on this approach? This method is based on my experience with clients since 2006. I've seen how just a simple mindset shift can be the starting point to not only clear skin, but a way more rounded, self-compassionate you. As someone who struggled with many forms of skin imbalances, such as acne, eczema, chronic hives, hyperpigmentation, sensitivity, and premature loss of collagen, I can identify with the painful hit to your self-esteem that these conditions can do. The thing is that throughout my decade-plus-long battle with these skin imbalances, the only thing that was consistent in my skin regimen was self-hate, negative self-talk, and impatience with what was happening with my body. Even when my skin was doing better, I still saw myself as one big skin problem. I realized the power of a mindset shift when I was complimenting a client on their skin and they immediately rejected my comment. At this point, I had no reason to lie to her about her skin because it was really healthy and beautiful. She just couldn't see it. That's when it dawned on me that the majority of our skin issues start within our mindsets. We see what we want to see, and if we don't believe we deserve great skin, we will never feel confident or comfortable in our own skin. That really stuck with me, and I realized that if I couldn't start accepting that skincare is a process of self-love myself, why would I expect all of my clients to? I decided to start small. I accepted compliments when I was having a good skin day, started finding things I liked about my skin before fixating on what I disliked. Slowly, the whole picture started to come together, and the true messaging system that occurs on our skin became very clear. I started to read skin in a way that wasn't so much of a description of the imbalance, but more so the reflection of our internal health and emotional well-being. I call this practice intuitive skincare, and I'm hoping to teach a little bit about how to implement this into your practice at home. So before you get overwhelmed, I want to promise you that you will start with one thing. If you find yourself speaking negatively to yourself during this process, which I'm sure will happen to the most of you, take a pause and think about what's truly going on. Start with a daily journal prompt that answers the following. 1, I'm grateful for my skin today because... 2, my favorite part of my skin is... 3, when I see my skin, I feel... That last one might be hard to write, but getting to know why your skin is triggering certain feelings is a huge step towards determining the best course of action towards self-love. This practice is completely private to you, so allow yourself to shamelessly express your desires, needs, feelings, and gratitudes. Terminology breakdown. Perfect skin versus healthy skin. Which one do you want long-term? Perfect skin? Not a real thing. Focuses on how to erase flaws rather than embrace individuality, stems from shameful marketing terms such as anti-aging and problematic skin, lowers self-confidence when skin is in a transition. Healthy skin, possible for anyone to achieve, focuses on embracing your individuality and listening to your body, is based on self-love and self-acceptance, enhances your overall light and essence. Once you are able to embrace the fact that you are a once-in-a-lifetime individual, you can start to appreciate your uniqueness. Your skin won't respond the way someone else's skin does because you are experiencing life completely differently. Everything from your ancestry, environment, immunity, nourishment, rest, movement, and breath are all important factors in how your skin reflects your internal health. We're going to go through each one and how to support each of these aspects of yourself. I can't wait to see what you discover, and I'll see you at the next step.